I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, the battle for the Republic may come down not to a shooting competition, but a standing competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be fought in North Carolina and Georgia.
Yeah.
Most specifically, North Carolina. Unbelievable what we saw over the weekend. And I don't want to freak people out with this, okay? Because we have the cushion to withstand this. Excuse me. Black voter turnout is down. It's down by points in both Georgia and in North Carolina and Georgia, where we're winning early voting still. We've got a cushion we didn't have before. Democrats won it last time and Joe Biden won the state, but barely. And so Democrat panic has clearly set in, and Democrats do, when Democrats worry about winning elections, Democrats do what they do, which is break the law. And watching this over the weekend had me completely on edge. I did not sleep very well this weekend watching this. The four Democrat counties, boards of elections, just unilaterally decided, we're Democrats, laws don't apply to us. So even though the deadline for accepting people want to hand in their absentee ballots is passed, we'll just stay open in violation of the law while all the Republican counties are closed. So in Georgia this morning, we have two laws. One on the books for Republicans where you don't get to vote anymore, and a special exception for Democrats. They banked 13,000 illegal votes this weekend. Every one of them. Every one of them is illegal. And they just decided to open back up, throw the poll watchers out, and start collecting ballots. They did this in the counties that were key to Biden's victory. Fulton County, which includes the city of Atlanta, DeKalb, Gwinnett, Cobb counties. They make up Georgia capital suburbs. All four were critical to President Biden flipping the Georgia blue. So this is them realizing they're losing Georgia, which they are, and going, what do we do? Well, what do Democrats always do? They break the law when they're losing. Now, I don't want to panic people with this. Okay, they took in 13,000 votes over the weekend. Passed the deadline. Joe Biden won the state by 11, but Democrats won early voting there in 2020. We did not have the cushion we have now. They also had a much bigger black turnout. Black voters generally tend to vote Democrat. They're down points. And so they were trying to make it up by breaking the law over the weekend. Republicans got wind that this was happening Friday night, Lee, and the Republican National Committee, which is the head of the party, sued. That is still in court, and they are, as far as I know, still counting. Josh McCoon said that because of the coverage on X of this, that Gwinnett has shut down and stopped counting. We'll find out more when we finally get an update. So it looks like there's three counties counting now still illegally instead of two. And by counting, I mean they're taking in absentee ballots. They should not be, but they are. God knows what's coming, what's pulling up to those precincts. So they initially said that we're throwing the poll watchers out. We're using security to bar them from the door. They can't come in. The Republicans raised Cain and did get the watchers in. Many of them are not Republicans, though. They're Democrats, but at least there's somebody in the building right now. But this is nuts. We do have, again, if we do have the numbers to absorb this, I think we do. But what I'm telling you is, if you're in Georgia, you need to vote. Okay, it's not fair. But I've been telling you it would not be fair this whole time. It's not going to be fair. Don't get mad. It's not fair. We knew it wouldn't be fair. We knew we'd have to win a landslide to overcome it all, including the law breaking. And what's so amazingly, they're breaking the law right in front of our faces. This is not sneak around in the middle of the night stuff.
No.
Well, it's not that.
Just look what happened in Virginia, where you've got the federal government suing the state of Virginia for taking people off the rolls that weren't supposed to be on there. And it was a federal law for them to be on there anyway. And you've got the federal government suing a state to break its own law.
Yeah, to keep non-citizens and illegal immigrants on the ballot.
Right.
When, by the way, those illegal immigrants and non-citizens were contacted and one by one by the state and said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to be on there. Remove me after they were contacted. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is Josh McCoon. He is the GOP chairman for the state of Georgia, describing what those four counties did over the weekend and are still doing. By the way, three of the four are still illegally accepting ballots right now, hour after hour, or they will be when the sun comes up and elections offices are over. I mean, the time to accept those absentee ballots by hand, it ended on Friday for Republicans in Georgia, but not for Democrats, apparently.
Friday afternoon, we were looking at the numbers. They were so good. And evidently, the Democrats were looking at them, too, because they thought it was so good. They decided they wanted some overtime. They opened some offices in Fulton County and DeKalb County and other places. So 9 o'clock Friday night, we sued. Then they told us 9 o'clock Saturday morning in Fulton County, they wouldn't let our poll watchers watch what was going on. So we raised some hell, and by noon, our observers were in the building. And just a few hours ago, I authorized a lawsuit to be filed in federal court in Savannah, Georgia, because we will not let them make 2024 2020. We will not do it.
But that lawsuit's still pending, yeah. And I'm assuming they're still counting this morning. I don't know if they will. I don't know if they continued counting on Sunday, because it's been radio silence from both him and Whatley ever since it was filed. That was him at a Trump rally, so that's good, in Georgia. And you heard him say, look, the numbers are so good for us. That's why they are now openly breaking the law to try to counter them. So again, I don't want to panic anybody. We have a cushion to absorb this, but it's got to stop.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And if we had an honest media in this nation, you would have the likes of the New York Times and MSNBC and NBC and the other networks would be following this story. They would be investigating or at least taking a look at it and try to report on it objectively. Is this happening? If it's happening, is it legal? If it's not legal, why is it continuing to happen?
And to their credit, Fox News is covering this.
Well, Fox is. I expect that. I would be very disappointed if they weren't. But
yeah, they're covering it. So, in fact, the opposite disinformation was running all weekend from the Washington Post. I have the articles here in the New York Times, and they're saying, "Oh, Republicans are stirring up, you know, rumors and disinformation about cheating." No, it's actually real, and they cannot count legally, and they are anyway. So we did get our observers in to watch, but again, we're watching illegal counting. We're watching illegal vote counting. I mean, like, what are we going to observe? It's illegal. I mean, you know, I don't know. But again, we have a cushion to absorb this that we did not have in 2020 because of what we did in early voting. What this means is if you're in Georgia, you have to vote, okay? Do not let them get away with this. We always knew, and I have told you, it's not going to be fair. There's going to be cheating and law breaking by the Democrats, and we have to overwhelm them by numbers. We've known that, okay? So some of you on the text line are like, oh, no, it's over. No, it's not over. It's absolutely not over. Let me tell you how I know that. Trump has only done one Georgia rally in the last 3 days. He feels good about Georgia, okay? We got to stop him from cheating, and that's why I am blasting this into Georgia this morning. I want people in Georgia to understand that it's going on. I want you to do two things. I want you to go on Twitter. I want you to find Kemp, you're no good, governor, and I want you to tag him on Twitter, and when the governor's office wakes up this morning, when it comes out, I want you to call his office and tell him to knock it off. He needs to at least put out a strongly worded statement about this. He's AWOL again, and that's why they're doing it. Tell him, if you live in Georgia, you know he wants to run for that Senate seat, you will not be there for him in the primary. He needs to act. At least put out a strongly worded statement saying that this is intolerable, and they are cheating. That's what this is. It's cheating. That will help draw attention to it. We do not need Kemp going back into the governor's mansion and hiding while they do this in Georgia again. And that's what he's doing right now. He is AWOL. But again, the good news is Trump has only been there once. It tells me the campaign knows. Larry Trump has been all over this in that they have the cushion to absorb this level of cheating by the Democrats. Because that's what it is. It's cheating. They're not hiding it. They're doing it openly. So in Georgia, The polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, okay? So if it was me and I hadn't voted yet, I'd be there at 5. I'd be there at 5 knowing what they're doing in these counties, and I'm gonna counter it, because there are enough of us to counter this and take Georgia, even with the cheating. There are. But if ever you needed to go and ignore what is being said online, okay, our side has this all wrong online. People are saying landslide, blah, blah. No, it's going to come down to the wire. It's razor's edge right now. And we need you. We need our troops. We need them in line. That's where they need to be. So polls open at 7 a.m. If your plan is to vote before work, I would be there at 5. No later. Get online, because it's going to be crazy. And they are counting on voter atrophy. They are counting on you thinking we're winning, when in reality, to win, we need to be online. In North Carolina, which is also on the razor's edge right now, Republicans did not win early voting. We were winning early voting. We did not win. There was a last minute crush of unaffiliated. We don't know who they are. Could be good news. It could be good news for us. It could be us. We could be the majority of the unaffiliated. We don't know how they're voting, but they bypassed us. So last minute crush of unaffiliated. For some reason, they woke up from their slumber and rushed last minute early voting, and they won. Now, the good news is, in North Carolina, Democrats are currently third in early voting, okay? Last time they won early voting, so that's good. But we got bypassed by unaffiliated. We don't know who they are. You need to vote in North Carolina. Trump is concerned about North Carolina, too. He did 4 of his last 9 rallies there, okay? The polls open in North Carolina at 6:30 a.m. I would be there 2 hours before. Yes, that is 4:30 a.m. You can do it. One day you're going to be a little tired. It'll be okay. We're going to save the country. You need to come out in North Carolina as well. We do not got this, but we could if you vote.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.